We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Before I let you go, I had to invite my friend Steve Thompson on the Shaletta Show. He is coming up next at 2 o'clock with Tech Talk for an hour, and then he's on until 4:30 when the Twins pregame start. Steve, I'm sorry. I know you're prepping for your own show. You got stuff to do, but I had to get your take on this whole Antonio Brown mess.
What, the video in the pool?
Yes, Steve. Yes, the video in the pool.
What's crazy about it is why did it take so long for that to come out?
Carrie, I think that somebody was holding out for a payday. I think maybe somebody said, you know, I'll hold on to it if you pay me for it. And then he didn't pay him for it. And then they sold it to, you know, another newspaper or news outlet. You know how the game is played, Steve. You've been in this business long enough to know folks is paying for video. I think that's what it was. I really do.
Well, number one, it's 100% inappropriate behavior. You know, I'm surprised the law didn't get involved. I'm just, and maybe they did, maybe hotel security did, but that's a bad deal. That's not right.
How is he going to ever play for another team? Everybody knows that the talent is there, but there's definitely something wrong.
Yeah, for sure, and I think that's why he's not. Playing in the NFL is, you know, there's just teams that are not willing to take that on. And, you know, a video like this is one thing, inappropriate behavior for any human being on the planet. But there's a reason he's not in the league. And you're right, supremely talented, but the teams have determined not worth the risk.
Yeah, it is sad. It is frustrating. Like you said, I'm surprised. You know, you got Brittany Griner in jail for a vape pen that Antonio Brown is not behind bars right now.
Wow, yeah, and the whole Brittany Griner thing in jail in Putin's Russia, I mean, that's just an all-around sad situation. They're trying to win the release of her and another person who is being held over there. And I just think, based on what we're seeing on the geopolitical stage, that Brittany Griner is not getting out anytime soon.
And every time I think about her being over there, I swear I just get so sad. I get so sad for her wife, for her family. You know, just that situation. I can't even imagine.
Well, and for that matter, any American that's held overseas under, you know, dubious circumstances. Now, she admitted she made a mistake. There's no question about it. But for that kind of kangaroo court and the sentence and the way she's being dangled out there as a political pawn is what's really sad. That's no one should do business that way. She made a mistake, but what's the appropriate punishment? It's certainly not 10 years in prison.
Okay, now look, I got to pivot and ask you this before you go. Is Carlos Correa going to be here next year?
You know, Shaletta, from day one when he signed that contract and we learned that he had an out after 1 year, and the fact that he does have an agent that is notorious for getting top dollar for his clients, and I don't mean that in a bad way, notorious. I mean, Scott Boras has that reputation where he's going to get maximum dollars. Carlos Correa had a good year. The Twins were in first for much of the summer. He's an outstanding shortstop. He maybe didn't produce as much offensively as the Twins had hoped, but here's the thing. He is still going to get a big payday, and he's going to get a deal, in my opinion, 7 years north, $200 million. He will certainly opt out. He could come back to the Twins, But I believe that in 2023, he'll be playing elsewhere.
You know, I was going to try to shoot my shot at him. You know, I'm a single woman now, and you know, I've been doing the Delivia. I tried the Go Low. I tried Weight Watchers. I tried not eat. So I have lost 18 ounces, Steve. So, you know, I'm getting back into my maternity clothes because they were a little too small for me. So I see progress. And, I was willing to go ahead and shoot my shot at Carlos Correa, but I'm not going to be able to do that if he's gone, you know.
Yeah, it looks like he's headed out of town a week ago. I visited with Dan Hayes from The Athletic, who covers the Twins, and, uh-huh. and he was very direct. He said, oh, yeah, he's opting out. He's going to be playing elsewhere. I believe that as well. You know, it was a good run, but the Twins aren't going to commit the kind of dollars it's going to take. Once again, I believe it's a 7-year guaranteed commitment, well north of $200 million, and the Twins Ooh. Aren't going to do that.
Yeah. So who do you think will do that, though?
Hard to say. I mean, there's a lot of clubs out there that have the kind of money. We know we won't end up in L.A. because of the whole Houston, L.A.
Right, yeah.
Cheating thing from a number of years ago. So he isn't going to end up with the Dodgers. But there are a number of teams out there. I mean, the Yankees certainly have the money to bring in Carlos Correa. There's no question about that. You always point to the Yankees, the Mets, some of those East Coast clubs, the Red Sox. They could quickly go into spending mode and sign a guy like Correa. So there are plenty of options for Carlos Correa next year.
All right. Okay, before you go, food options. Where can I go to eat? I'm at St. John's. I'm in Collegeville. Any restaurant suggestions?
Ooh, there's a couple of little spots in St. Joe, the little town nearby. I would check that out. My daughter went to school at St. Ben's in St. Joe. St. Ben's, St. John's are kind of tied together. Yeah, there's some good spots. Some if you like pizza and that sort of thing, there's some good options in St. Joe.
All right, I might be back in my maternity clothes. Sounds like I just gained 2 pounds just talking to you. Steve Thompson is coming up next. This has been the Shaletta Show. Y'all have an amazing weekend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.